It's not just with our special needs kids. To have organized personal records is a must for everybody. Do you have a designated place in your home for medical and financial records, your tax filings, your educational records, and many others? To have all your records organized is especially important for future planning of your life transitions. How much time does it take you to locate one or another document? You might have stored it online or in a binder, either way. And just by talking about storing the documents online, it might be very helpful to have it as a copy or as a backup. But I know in so many places, especially when you are dealing with a legal, like your passports or maybe even organizing your wills or anything like that, many places require to have original documents and with original web stamp. So today in this episode, I will be talking about how to organize a simple binder DIY for a child with special needs. So come on, grab your notepad and a pen and follow along. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane. Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. So, welcome to episode number 33 on Simple Money Systems. You are struggling to save money. You are frustrated with your spouse for the lack of budgeting skills. You have tried different types of financial classes that didn't work for you. You felt stifled, but yet you can't find the time to actually get your finances in order and to get your spouse on board. So honestly, you just live in a constant frustration. Look, I want to show you why my simple budget framework for married couples can get you there in literally only 15 minutes a day is all you have to spend on your budget, your finances, and potentially wealth creation. That's right, even if you don't have a dual income or live paycheck to paycheck, the wealth creation is possible. You just need to know how to adequately save and get serious about that. Okay, so time is not something that should be holding you back for one more day. Go right now to the show notes below this episode and book a 15-minute call to chat about how working together could be the right fit. I believe that this is what you have been praying for. The way I learned about Dave's diagnosis discouraged me from looking realistically at what is the most practical way to handle not only my emotional state of being, but also things like record keeping and planning for the first couple of years of Dave's life. I was fighting everything the doctors would say to me about Dave. If I were a doctor who was out to deliver a bad diagnosis to a new mom, I would do my job differently. And yes, we changed the physician who actually could genuinely care about Dave and me as his mom. Anyway, it took me quite some time to get myself together to start planning and organizing Dave's personal records binder. And I want you, my friend, to have your binder organized to make your life much more simpler. Every time Dave would visit a medical office, the doctors and nurses would take notes in their records. It's helping to ask them for a copy of their records for Dave's binder. For every therapy session, an advice or telephone number can be kept in the binder. The binder is especially helpful when your child is starting school or even preschool or even kindergarten or any kind of maybe early childhood intervention programs that basically start from birth and up to age of 3, I believe. And then after age of 3, the preschool stage begins, and then kindergarten, and the whole thing of schooling, right? Okay, so creating separate binders for every stage, like preschool, school age, and then adulthood, also might be very helpful because of the amount of information each binder can handle. So today I just wanted to go over general sections of the binder so you can start getting it together at any time or at any stage of your child's life. I want you to enjoy this time going through the records and details because it's not just a record keeping binder. This is a place with your child's milestones, where he or she is now on the journey to a successful and beautiful life. Also, going through our child's records can help when planning the next steps. Okay, let's connect the dots and start creating the binder. If you have a 2 or 3 inch binder at home, that is great. And if you don't, then you can buy it at any store like Walmart or Target or even like a dollar store, or maybe you can find a better deal online. Also, get some tabs to separate sections in the binder. I use tabs that can be written on or labeled for easier section identifiers. Page dividers with pockets are useful for notes or pictures that you want to keep. I love to keep love letters from Dave's peers or teachers or anybody who wants to express how Dave influenced them or they learn to open up their hearts and be their best while spending time with Dave by walking him or just reading to him. So the first section is going to be about your child's personal information. The child's full name, date of birth, and contact information. Emergency contact information, including names and phone numbers of parents or guardians, other family members, and healthcare providers. I also like to have my child's picture in this section and maybe a few recent copies of it that may be needed for camps applications or workshops or any other activities that they often love to have your child's picture. The next section is going to be about all the medical information, such as copies of medical records, including diagnosis, treatments, and medications. List of all allergies and sensitivities. Also, your child's immunization records are very important when applying for schools, therapies, and other activities. So it's great to have it here. Also, including this section, contact information for healthcare providers, specialists, therapists, and pharmacies. Oh yes, insurance information with policy numbers is a great place to have it here. The third section can be for educational information. Copies of individualized education program or IEP and or 504 plan documents. Place here reports, assessments, and educational evaluations for reading, writing, math, and other classes. If your child has accommodation and modification plans, include these documents here as well. Make a separate page with contact information for teachers, special education staff, and school administrators. Now, the fourth section is for therapy information. This is going to be a good spot for reports with evaluations for speech, physical, occupational, and other therapies. I would have here my observations of any progress and for assessments. It is a great habit to write your own goals for your child's development, so it would be something to look forward to when you're working with your child. Insert here a schedule of therapy sessions. Therapy progress reports and goals also belong in this therapy section of your child's binder. After therapy sessions, typically, therapists want you to continue specific tasks at home. Write them down and keep them in this section so that you can refer to them quickly. Don't forget to have handy contact information for therapists and therapist centers. Have a tab for behavioral and communication support. Behavior intervention plans, or like they call it BIP, or positive behavior support plans. If your child needs communication support tools such as communication boards, picture schedules or buttons, iPads, etc., it will be of great help to have a plan or strategies for managing challenging behaviors that happen occasionally or regularly. A very important section of your child's binder is for legal and financial information such as guardianship or power of attorney documents. Other information can include financial assistance or benefit information like Social Security disability benefits. Have here legal documents related to custody or guardianship arrangements. And the next section of the binder is for daily care and routine. Write down your child's daily care instructions. Include medication schedules, dietary restrictions, and hygiene routines. Have a separate page for meal plans or feeding protocols. Sleep schedules and bedtime routines also would be great to have under daily care and routine. A list all places with your child's favorite after school or weekend activities such as swimming lessons, art, or social activities. Now, emergency preparedness tab. I would like to emphasize to have a written plan for emergency evacuation plan specific to your child's needs. List all contact information for emergency responders and medical facilities. Write down all medications and medical equipment needed during emergencies. Now, have a separate tab for your child's support networks. It also can include your support group or parent-to-parent information, contact information for other support groups, advocacy organizations, and community resources. Names and numbers of friends, relatives, or neighbors who can provide support in emergencies or times of need. Organize all the information in a simple list with names numbers, and nouns. Additional resources may include educational materials, articles, or guides relevant to your child's condition or special needs, templates for tracking progress, documenting concerns, or communicating with healthcare and educational providers. In this binder, on the first page, I have written information about his great characteristics, his special ways of expressing love and attention, his likes or dislikes, and how to interpret some of his autistic behaviors. You may list your child's behaviors that make you and others smile, his or her tricks or mischievous behavior. Also, don't forget to write down here about what brings a smile to your child's face. It's essential to keep the binder updated regularly with new medical information, changes in educational plans, or adjustments to therapy goals. Additionally, make sure the binder is easily accessible to anyone caring for the child, whether at home, school, or during outings. Let's quickly recap all the binder tabs that I mentioned, so you won't miss anything, and if you need to have more sections, you're welcome to add. Just keep it simple for ease of use. You can call this binder by your child's name. So, section 1 is personal information. Section 2 is medical information. Then 3, educational information. Tab 4 is for therapies information. And then tab 5, it's for behavior and communication support information. And in section 6, we discussed legal and financial information. And tab 7, daily care and routine. And tabs 8 and 9, emergency preparedness, and support networks and additional resources. My dear friend, would you like to share your experience with creating your child's binder? Would you like to join the Simple Bunny Systems Facebook group to share your thoughts and any questions you might have for support and accountability? I would love to hear from you. Check my website at dianagallas.com to learn more about great deals on Simple Budgeting Coaching Program and upcoming workshops. And if you find here some tips and useful ideas helping you in any way, or if you feel stretched or challenged, can I ask you a favor? Please leave a written 5-star review on the Simple Money Systems Apple Podcast. Just scroll down a few episodes for the reviews section. And if you're a social bee today, grab a quick snap of this podcast and post it in your stories about what I've shared with you, and together we can make a positive impact on someone's life. I am so thrilled to know that this episode contributed to your child's better record keeping by creating a simple binder. Talk to you in a week. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up.
look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Diana Gallas.